What's up?
Aloha.
Am I supposed to say something?
I don't know. I guess so.
I'm going to talk a little louder, though.
I would like for you to.
Hey, question.
What's up?
So you asked me for if I wanted a beverage earlier. Where'd it go?
Did I grab you one? I'm so sorry.
I'm really sorry.
And I thought I was the high one.
You said Milos, and I got confused. And then you were talking about Migos, and then I just completely forgot.
Then Jeffrey Epstein, fucking Bill Clinton picture.
Bill Clinton having sex, apparently.
And me getting cock blocked four times in the past 2 days.
ASMR. Clickbait. Yeah, lick that hand.
Bro, what the fuck? That's my couch.
Is not it your couch? Couch, okay, or are you steaming? No, it has Mountain Dew on it.
Probably has Johnny's cum too.
No, not yet.
Oh.
It's November, oh, silly.
It is not November, though. What the fuck are you doing, Hayden?
Chilling. Okay. Did I do the intro?
No.
Did any of us do the intro?
Nope.
Hello, welcome to the Unknown Outsiders podcast. Here's the sponsors and shit. There you go.
You forgot. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, not YouTube. We never post. We probably never will.
Stay tuned.
Damn it.
Give it back.
Give it back.
That's where you just bitch slap.
Thank you.
Such a stupid bitch. No, you can't just take something and just be like, thanks.
You gotta ask.
I mean, Hillary Clinton took Jeffrey Epstein's life.
Now on to today's topic.
Capital punishment.
How McDonald's is making people fat.
We got a leading expert right here.
You worked there.
I'm going home.
You did work there for 2 years. That's what I meant.
No, it wasn't. It clearly wasn't that.
That's what I meant. You were the one making people the fat ones.
You're a good guy, Ethan. I believe you.
Was it McDonald's purpose?
To what?
Make people fat.
No. The original concept behind McDonald's was that it's super fast. Because, like, back then, in the old days, the diners and shit...
Take forever.
So fucking slow. So they were like, yo, let's already do this shit, like, pre-made, ready to go for you. And then you order it, take it, and you go. That's why it got so big.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, let's also make it super cheap. Because, fuck it, we'll make more money that way. And then people couldn't stop eating it, and it's their own fault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest, I did not expect you to know that.
An adult, it's their own fault, but a kid, I don't believe it's their fault.
Because that's what they're given by their parents.
Correct. Because you don't make money, you don't...
True.
You can't decide your culinary needs, you know? Mm-hmm. It's either if your parents decide to, you know,
be decent,
give you healthy
beings.
Meals, or fuck it, I worked all day, we're going to go through the drive-thru.
I'll be honest, I barely got McDonald's growing up. Like, it was like a special occasion when I got it.
Why does McDonald's fucking suck?
Why does it suck?
Because it's so cheap.
No. Whenever we ordered shit...
No, they weren't.
Okay, hold on, because I know you'll probably say names and do specific descriptions, so I won't do that.
It was.
That'd be way.
Say it.
They fucked up our order. We ordered 5 sandwiches, 4 McChickens,
and a triple cheeseburger.
And they gave us 6 McChickens, all with cheese.
Did it have extra lettuce.
Cheese? Did it have mayonnaise?
Yeah.
It had cheese, mayonnaise, and lettuce. I got only mayonnaise. Holden only got ketchup on it.
I got a triple cheeseburger.
And they gave us
6
of them. Forgot half of our fucking,
bro,
fries.
You know what I just thought of? What if they just gave us the wrong order?
Listen.
Who the fuck orders that? With cheese on it?
What did the tag say?
We didn't get a receipt.
No, I mean,
they didn't, dude.
There's supposed to be tags on the wrapper.
They didn't.
Tags on
the... Dude, they fucked you up then.
The wrapper...
There's supposed to be tags
on there. Oh, no, it said, McChicken, add cheese.
Yeah, it said add everything.
Mm-hmm.
They may have given
it. I thought you meant the receipt, my bad. I forgot that they put, like, tags on it, like, B-Dubs does stickers.
Yeah. So, I've obviously worked there for 2 years, like you explained. So, I'm just going to give you a timeline of what happened since I first started. When I first started there, there was actually, like, good, decent people there.
And it was the shit.
Yeah, it was a good time. And as it slowly progressed, all the good people kept quitting and going to college. So, it declined big time. And they started hiring in the crackheads.
Yeah, we were there at midnight. It was night shift, too, so.
I was, like, at the transition part where everyone was quitting and you're they were just hiring in crackheads. It was bad.
Like, you're the only good worker.
They legit couldn't read.
Oh, goddamn.
It was bad. Couldn't tell them to do shit. And, you know, they hire, you know, special needs people. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's a good thing what they're doing and stuff, but in a fast place restaurant like that, you don't want people described as slow. I wouldn't really consider
it a restaurant.
You eat food there, don't you?
It's a fast food restaurant.
Like,
what do you consider a restaurant then?
If you want to, Tuscany's is a dine-in restaurant.
Yeah,
it's a fast food restaurant.
Yeah,
so like it's all still a restaurant because they do serve food.
I would just think more like Texas Roadhouse shit, like Beat Up and shit like that.
Yeah, those are all dine-in kind of places.
I mean, you can still dine in at McDonald's.
Yeah.
But no one would consider it fancy.
No.
Sonic is still a restaurant, you know, you just drive up to it.
Did you guys hear about that?
I haven't been to Sonic in a minute.
There's a new diner in Marshall. It's like a 60s themed restaurant.
It's a cafe.
Cafe? Yeah. But like, it looks fucking dope.
I haven't seen it.
I'll be honest. What's the difference between a cafe and a restaurant? Is there a difference? Okay, Steven, can you explain?
Isn't a cafe just fancy drinks and pastries?
Basically, yeah, but...
Yeah, but that's not what they sell, Steven.
They probably...
They sell food.
They sell... Okay, where I worked, it was a cafe, but it was also a restaurant. Because we would make pies and all that other stuff.
So it's a restaurant. Because Paris Family Restaurant served pies, too, and coffee. But it was a restaurant.
It was a piece of shit.
Bro, I missed
controversial. I get it. I hated Paris Family.
Bro, I fucking love it. Their steak and eggs. Their biscuits and gravy.
I know you work there.
And it's your family. And it's my family.
I really just...
What parts suck? Because I can understand if it... Some waitresses, because I hated a few of them because they were bitchy.
So
they were cunts.
And some cooks were fucking terrible.
The omelets there were smacking. I used to love that shit. Except for the one time I fucking went there and I was chilling. It was me and my family.
Oh, yeah, I was with you.
And there was a fucking cockroach walking up to my fucking plate of food. I spazzed. And then as I spazzed, I was wearing my slides, and I felt a fucking mouse crawl across my toes.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I was sitting to his right.
Wait, when was that?
This was like 2 years ago. It was like a couple months before
it burned down. Yeah, it was a couple months before it.
A couple months before it burned down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's whenever shit started going down. Yeah, it started sucking after that.
Ever since, I hated it.
Bro, their biscuits and gravy fucking smack, though.
Dude, the... The only time I could get good biscuits and gravy is whenever Stevie would cook it for me. Mm-hmm. Any other cook, I wouldn't get it from. Actually, I wouldn't even get any other food from any other cook, just because they all sucked, except for Butch.
Yeah, Butch and Stevie did the best.
Because one of them was a major crackhead, and I wanted to bust his head open. Another one was another major crackhead, I wanted to bust his head open. The biggest crackhead of them all, he's the one that burned down the place, because he's a fucking idiot and didn't know how to...
Like, didn't he, like, just not turn shit off?
No, he didn't clean the boilers. Mm. Yeah, he didn't clean that. Whenever he was told 3 weeks prior, hey, fucking clean those. Then he didn't, and then it burned down.
Yeah, we have to clean ours at the cafe I used to work at. We have to clean those either every day or every 2 days.
Yeah, he never did.
Bro,
because he was always closing. Because Stevie or Butch, they weren't closing. Very, very fun times.
Well, shit. Their omelets, though, were always smacking.
Their steak and eggs was the shit never had after football.
I think one of the biggest things we had there was the trucker special.
Mm-hmm. That was
very fucking popular.
That's what I used to get.
Yeah, I never had it.
It's pretty good. Gage gets it a lot.
Didn't the restaurant be uptown by Burger King?
Ferris Family?
Yeah.
No,
that was Bon Ton.
Yeah, that was Bon Ton. And
yeah, then the that American restaurant Diner, changes every 2 years.
It's where restaurants go to die. Whenever Ferris Family goes there, I'm sorry.
It won't go there.
It fucking better not.
No, they own that property and they got insurance money coming in.
So, since we're on restaurant theme,
yep.
San Marcos, the Mexican restaurant, I fuck with that place heavy.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Better than the other one.
Favorite waiter, Tony, is going back to Mexico. I am so fucking upset.
Deported or?
No, he's going back just because he wants to.
Might have just been on a visa and his visa was up.
Well,
or a visiting family.
Renew that fucking shit. Yeah. Either way, I'm pissed off because he knew me and my family, knew our names, knew our exact fucking order every time.
So,
and it was fantastic. Izzy and
Patrick, but Mexican.
Yeah. He was a fucking dope ass dude. He's fucking leaving. I found that out right after I found out my car got totaled. I wanted to shoot myself.
Speaking of death, let's talk about capital punishment.
Yeah, I thought that's what this...
That's what this was supposed to be about. Yeah, yeah.
We should just do a separate one.
Okay, yeah,
we've
that's
just
fine.
Been ranting.
That is true.
Yeah.
So, if you guys know how my sister on Facebook...
Oh my god, it's so funny. I want to comment on everything with things like, stop going for trash-ass dudes.
She has posted today about Disney Plus 6 times.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know, Disney Plus is out today. And it's actually not that bad. Like, I thought I was going to be like...
Do you have to pay money for it?
Shitty. It's like $6.99 a month.
Oh, okay.
But if you have Verizon Unlimited, you get that shit for a year for free.
So you got it for a year for free, don't you? Uh-huh. You bitch.
Uh-huh.
Wait, Verizon Unlimited. Wait, I have that.
Yeah.
I have Beyond Unlimited. Is that, I think that's my plan. Or is it just any unlimited plan?
It's just any unlimited plan. It's LTE to 5G.
Fuck!
So it's me. Yeah, just go up to the website, sign up, be like, yeah, bitch, Verizon shit.
And would then, one of y'all no. let me watch The Jungle Book?
You have... Oh, you have AT&T?
Yeah. When you get it, Ethan, can you, like, give me the password and shit?
I'm just ready for those fucking Marvel TV shows to come out.
Are all the Falcon Marvel movies and the on Winter. There?
All of them. Every single one.
Wait, do you think they have, like, the OG ones, like Batman the Animated Series and shit?
That
like
is that? Not Marvel.
No, like, what they used to play
they have,
on Disney.
They have all the Spider-Man shit. All the Spider-Man animateds. All the way from, like, 1989.
Wait. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Yeah. They even have the fucking movie.
Yes!
Wizards of Waverly Place. All of it. That shit all the way goes back to Lizzie McGuire, dude.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
It is fucking crazy. I'm going to look at some shit right now.
Holy shit.
Hayden, Matt, please hit your jewel.
No.
How about me, big
okay,
fella?
Question real quick. This may sound stupid, but is Cory in the House Nickelodeon or Disney?
Disney.
Okay, well, Cory in the House is not on Disney Plus.
Really?
Wait, okay, Phineas and Ferb with Disney, right?
Yeah, yeah, they have the movie on there too.
Endgame.
Yeah, they have this. They have all 30 seasons of The Simpsons.
What?
Yep.
That's not. It's okay.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I'm gonna watch this new Star Wars shit when I get home.
Don't you have to work tomorrow morning?
Yeah, but it's also 7:30.
It is.
It's only 7:30.
Yep, 7:39.
Bro, I've been awake for so long today.
No, you haven't.
Toy Stories?
Yeah, all like the Finding Nemos and shit.
What? Do they have the original Jungle Book?
They have Out the Vault stuff, so I imagine.
Do they have the original Jungle Book?
Shit's lit.
Yeah. Yeah, they have all of them. Yeah.
Do you think they have the new Lion King?
It's... Ooh, the new Lion King.
I don't think it's out on digital yet, is it?
Bro, it's Disney. They're gonna put it up there. They have the movie.
I said it's not out on digital. It was just in theaters.
So?
Yeah, they don't have that yet. Damn. They have the first Lion King, Lion King 2, Lion King 1.5.
What?
Yeah, they numbered them weirdly.
1.5 is Timon and Pumbaa's story. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have Gordon Ramsay Uncharted.
What?
Yeah, they have National Geographic shit on here.
Fuck, I will be honest with you guys. Remember, I don't think I've ever watched The Lion King. I really don't think I have. If I did, then it was whenever I was really young, and I just don't remember it.
Really?
You shitting me?
No, I legit don't remember the movie. I don't think I've ever watched it.
Dude, for real?
I think
that's crazy as hell.
I could be wrong.
You're the first person that I've ever met that have never seen it or cannot remember parts of that movie.
I only remember the shit that everyone talks about. The like, that's what I remember.
That's a meme.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know.
You don't know about Mufasa dying from Scar?
Spoilers.
Ooh. But yeah, I know the entire story. It's just I don't think I've ever seen it. King.
Hakuna Matata. That, you better fucking know that.
Another song, yeah.
Okay.
I just don't know if I've ever seen it. If I watch it again and I start remembering it, then maybe I would have seen it a while ago, but I don't know. I don't remember. There are a lot of OG old movies that I don't think
I've ever seen. The Jungle Book?
That one I don't think I have either, but I may have actually.
I almost backhanded you. Because that was my favorite
I may
movie
have,
for
though.
15 years.
It's that animated one, right? Where he's like in the jungle and shit?
Yeah.
Maybe. That one's an actual maybe.
If you haven't
with Baloo it. And Bagheera.
What?
Baloo the bear, Bagheera the fucking panther.
Oh, yeah, I may have seen it.
If you haven't seen it, I'm going to punch you in the
leg. Well, I said I may have. Were you not listening that entire time?
Yeah, I was listening.
What the fuck?
I think he was actually trying to interrupt you the whole time.
Huh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening. Don't make me get up.
He's diabetic. He'll fuck you up.
And then faint? Yeah.
He just...
Okay, so what are some other OG movies?
Oh, bitch! Oh!
I got that.
Ooh, it's tickle.
Are you fucking kidding me? Stupid bitch. I appreciate it.
I don't know how much is left of it, but you can try to hit it.
So, hey, Johnny, what was the... the animated series that Drake Bell voiced Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man.
That's the one that's still going on.
The Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on here.
Wait.
Dude, nice.
Aiden, I haven't hit it. May I please hit it, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
So, what are some other, like, OG Disney movies?
OG Disney movies. Freaking, 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, most likely.
Aladdin.
Really? That one, I gotta think about that one. I don't know.
You've never seen Aladdin?
I don't know if I've seen that one, actually. That one, nothing's coming up.
It's where Robin Williams is a genie. Big blue guy.
Big guy.
Oh, okay.
Stop.
I may have seen it.
Yeah.
Freaking Lady and the Tramp?
That's a dog one?
Oh, they also made a live-action one.
Of Lady and the Tramp?
Yeah, it's only on Disney+.
Really?
Yep.
That's cool.
You know the...
Yeah, it's the dog.
The Aristocrats?
What the fuck is that?
The cat.
The Aristocats.
The Aristocats. Oh, I don't know what that is.
Really? Dude, I had to watch that shit all the time because of Mihaela.
It's so good, though.
It's a good movie.
What the fuck
all
is it?
All dogs go to heaven?
I'm pretty sure I've seen that. I don't know, though.
The Aristocats, it's a good movie.
It's pretty much like a gang of cats.
You've seen Beauty and the Beast, though, right?
The original?
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely.
Cinderella, that shit.
You've had to see Bambi. Dude, for real?
That one I really don't think I've ever
Isn't Robin Hood a Disney movie?
Robin
yes,
Hood.
It's a really old
Pinocchio?
Like, okay, which Pinocchio?
The original one.
Okay. Animated?
Yes.
Not the one from Shrek.
No, there was a live action one.
There wasn't. It was shit.
I didn't watch it.
I watched that whenever I was really young. But you most likely I saw that. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm trying to think of other ones.
Fuck yes.
What? Fuck yes for what?
They have Fantasia on here.
What's that?
It's from 1940, and I watched it all the time as a kid.
Same.
Have you guys ever watched Fox and the Hound?
All the time.
Cool. I don't know what that is either. So also,
We just gotta watch Disney movies with
you. Okay, so I'm pretty sure. I don't think I ever watched a lot of like the Mickey Mouse shit either.
Really?
I really don't think I ever watched a lot.
Really?
I think the first time I ever like seen any of that was
like Mickey Mouse in Clubhouse or whatever, like on Disney Junior.
Yeah, whenever it would just be on TV and it's just like gets on that channel randomly.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you watch as a kid?
I don't fucking remember. I know I watched like the Toy Story movies. I watched
Cars.
Cars. The Finding Nemo one. Fucking. I watched a lot of Disney. I watched a lot of Disney shows.
Right?
You've seen. Dude, fuck yeah.
We watched that yesterday.
Good.
That one's fucking awesome.
Elastigirl's thick.
Yeah. Johnny Test. I remember that one.
That was Disney XD, right?
Yeah. Wasn't that Cartoon Network?
No, that was Disney XD.
That was Disney XD.
I've always seen it on Cartoon Network. Huh.
Do they have Zeke and Luther?
Oh my god.
I was just about to look that up.
That was my shit.
Oh, they got Mighty Joe
Young.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Zeke and Luther. I like how we started out with...
Ooh.
No.
What?
They do not have Zeke and Luther.
I'm pissed.
They don't have a lot of the Disney XD titles yet. Well, the Disney Channel? All of them.
It just came out today, though. So they may add Disney XD later. Okay. Yeah. That'd be good.
And whoever else they buy out.
Disney will buy out everyone.
Yeah. Except for Sony. I don't think they're... Do they own Sony?
No. Sony and Disney are separate, and Sony will never sell out.
Nope. Yeah, that's why the whole Spider-Man thing happened, yeah.
They want to compete. And there were rumors that Sony was going to sell a while ago, and Disney was going to buy them out, but... Because they wanted too much money, maybe? I don't know the full story, but
well,
I know
they buy Sony, then they got rights to the PlayStation 4 and stuff like that, too.
Unless they just buy, like...
Like the motion pictures.
Yeah.
But I don't. But who owns, like, Spider-Man and stuff? Is it just Sony as a whole?
Yeah. Sony owns the rights to all of Spider-Man's characters.
I don't see why, though.
They bought it...
Leverage.
They bought it during the Spider-Man first one.
Oh, okay.
They bought it out then.
And then that's when they made the movie.
It was whenever...
And since that became a big thing, they just kept the rights and...
It was whenever Marvel Comics went downhill and they sold all of their characters and their rights. Mm-hmm. 21st Century Fox bought X-Men.
Yep.
And, like, Deadpool and stuff. And then Sony got Spider-Man and all of his characters.
Then Marvel just got the rest.
I forgot who else got what.
Marvel Studios wasn't a, like, big thing.
Until the Avengers.
Until Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because they failed out with the original Hulk movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was shit.
It was bad.
They failed out with that because they've always tried it. And then whenever Iron Man came out, they tried their luck with that. And then Marvel Studios became the biggest thing in the world.
Because, like, they just, like, took a risk with Robert Downey Jr. whenever he was in a really low point in his career.
Yep.
Because of that black dude.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
I really wish he would have stayed his fucking... I already forgot his name. Whoever Don Cheadle plays...
His last name's actually Cheeto?
Cheadle.
Okay. Okay. My bad. I always thought it said Cheeto.
No. Why'd you wish he would keep playing it?
I like Terrence Howard. He was funny as fuck in the first Iron Man.
Like, whenever the plane turns into a strip club?
Rhodey! That's his name. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rhodey. I don't know. I think Don Cheadle did pretty good with it.
He did. Not to displace credit, but Don Cheadle did do good. I just figured...
Terrence wanted more money.
Than freaking...
Yeah, he wanted more money than Robert. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, no. And
you're then not even the main character, dummy.
Because he wanted credit for getting Donnie the job.
I mean, in like retrospect, though, Don Cheadle, I feel like, is a better army man.
Yeah.
Because that's what he is.
Yeah. Wait, he was actually in the army?
Wait, was he?
No, I just meant like as a character.
Oh, yeah.
But like, he was like the hard ass. Mm-hmm. Terrence Howard would have been funny guy.
Didn't Falcon kind of become the funny guy a little bit?
Yeah, like, I mean, they all have like comedy aspects in them.
Falcon's like, real name is funny Clarence. Ragnarok.
Yeah, I know. I've seen 8 Mile.
Clarence Falcon.
This guy's an Avenger. His real name's Clarence.
How do you think the MCU is going to do now with the Avengers being done?
Well, I mean, basically, they got a lot of, like, movies coming out of, like, some of the Avengers. They're introducing new characters again, aren't they?
Yeah, the Thor got another movie, even though he wasn't supposed to get one, but... Yeah, he's getting that one. It's going to introduce female Thor. And
they're probably going to make a spinoff of that.
Yeah. And then Black Widow gets her prequel.
Origin. Yeah. I'm excited for that one.
That one's going to be good. Fucking David Harbour as the Red Guardian. That one's going to be fucking lit.
Bro, she's
I was hoping it was going to be Captain Britain. Because that would have been cool. Because at the Comic-Con, he wore like a Captain American kind of thing. And then they were like, do you like him? And he was like, me and him kind of got some beef, so I thought it was going to be Captain Britain and, like, at some point, bring back Chris Evans and then have them clash.
Bro, that'd be so cool.
It would be. Chris Evans doesn't know if he'll do the character again.
He did it well, though. I really enjoyed him in it.
But dude, he wasn't even going to do it.
True.
I don't really see anyone else, though.
He said no so many times.
But I still see his best role was in Not Another Teen Movie.
Whipped cream.
Yeah, the whipped cream.
Shit. Banana split on his ass.
Yes.
Should have won an Oscar.
Janie's got a gun. They fucking arrest her. Oh my god, the dildo and the cake. That was just a good movie.
Doctor Strange gets another movie, which that one.
I didn't really like Doctor Strange's movie.
Really?
I
this one's gonna be cool as fuck.
I just didn't enjoy it.
It's gonna be a horror movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I might like that one, but I just didn't really like Doctor Strange as a superhero as a character, really. I just don't fuck with it.
The series that I'm excited for is Falcon and the Winter Soldier and Loki.
Oh, yeah, Loki.
When does Loki come out?
Is Tom Hiddleston still playing Loki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wait. Oh, and all their shows are going to be MCU connected. So WandaVision with Scarlet Witch and Vision is going to be having their own show. Loki, Falcon, Winter Soldier. The What If series, which...
The chick that played Scarlet Witch was hot as hell.
Isn't Did you know she's a Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. The Olsen twins, yeah.
Yeah, the Olsen twins. She's their sister.
Their older sister?
Younger.
Oh. She's hot. She kind of looks like a crackhead, though. I can see why she's the Olsen sister's sister.
Olsen sisters.
Sisters. Fuck. Hayden, did you know that Griffin is hanging out with Howie Mandel, Sean Kingston, and James Charles?
Yep.
Oh, well, he also got tickets from Logan Paul.
Yeah, fight. Yeah, it was VIP tickets from Logan.
Logan sent them to him personally?
I doubt it was to him personally. Logan probably sent it to their management thing. But, yeah. Because...
I know he was there.
He didn't even get good seats either, so...
She-Hulk's gonna be good.
Oh, yeah, She-Hulk.
You know how many fucking creepy people are gonna, like...
Be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, end of the... What is it called? Dominatrix?
I don't know, but we'll get off that one. When is Mark Ruffalo going to get his own Hulk movie?
He won't.
He won't?
Why?
I thought he had one...
He's so bad at spoiling shit, though.
So is Tom Holland. He keeps getting movies.
Yeah.
Okay, me...
I like Tom Holland as an
actor. But why won't Mark Ruffalo... I thought it was in his contract that he has a solo movie. Because I know he has all those cameo movies.
Me, personally, I don't want a Hulk movie.
Again?
Let me explain. Because they've never done good.
Lou Ferrigno played the best Hulk.
I feel like that the Hulk is a better, you know, additional character versus a main one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Like how he was
in Ragnarok. Because in Ragnarok, he was perfect in that.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
But I feel like him by himself... Like, it'd be a good-ass action movie.
It probably wouldn't be him by himself. It'd probably be him. It's his own movie, but one of the other characters will most likely be with him.
But that's when Fiona from Shrek is born. One of those other characters carrying that movie.
Okay, I
kind of like Will Smith carried Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, the breakout star was Margot Robbie with Harley Quinn.
Oh, and Hawkeye, he gets his own series too.
Is it a show or a movie?
Show
series.
Ooh.
And most likely in that, he's going to be teaching his daughter how to become Hawkeye. And that's going to be another new character.
Mm-hmm. But,
what movies are coming?
What's his name? Tony Stark. Is his wife supposed to have her own?
As,
Pepper Potts?
Like, Iron Woman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
They haven't said anything about that.
Because at the end of the movie, she had her own suit and everything.
Oh, no. They'll probably do a female Avengers thing at some point. God. And I think...
the point of them? Honestly, they're literally in there just for that little 5 seconds. Be like, girl power.
Yeah, it's just to be able to hint at they may do it. Which, I never watched Captain Marvel. And I never will.
Let me just explain real quick. Captain Marvel didn't need their fucking help. She could have kicked all their asses by herself.
Captain Marvel shouldn't have been in the movie. The only thing she did...
I just wish she would have been introduced sooner. Like
she came in for a minute, was like, I'm not helping you, and then dipped.
And yeah, then I all understand. She did in the battle was take the fucking gauntlet to Spider-Man, right?
Yep.
Or Iron Man.
Spider-Man.
Okay.
Then Spider-Man, Thanos then got it back, but then Tony took
So, why didn't Thor just cut off his hand in the first one?
Because it was anger overpowering him.
Fucking dummy.
Yeah, it was just the emotions controlling him. That's why he didn't go for the head, and that's why he didn't do anything else. He went straight for the chest.
Mm-hmm. And then he got fat.
Yes, understandable.
But he still had a better six-pack than any of us will ever have.
Fucking sad, but true. What other movies are coming out?
I think that's it, right?
Blade.
Blade.
They announced that one. The Fantastic Four and X-Men are supposed to be coming in soon. Deadpool. These are all the ones that are rumored, but I want them now. Like, Deadpool 3, want soon.
The new Spider-Mans are coming and shit.
One Spider-Man movie, and then him cameo in a Sony
Morbius
movie.
Whatever.
I think it's going to be Morbius. It's not going to be Venom. They won't do it this soon.
It'll be Morbius, yeah.
Yeah, if they do it this soon, then people are going to hate the movie because they're going to fuck it up just like they have before with Venom and Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. I still enjoyed Spider-Man 3, though.
Watching it back, his acting was terrible.
Whose?
Tobey Maguire's. When MJ's breaking up with him? Why? Huh? Yo? Like, he had no expression, and then whenever he cried, it looked so fucking fake.
I still enjoyed the movie.
Still a good movie, but acting was terrible.
Do they have all the Spider-Mans on Disney Plus? Like every single one?
That's owned by Sony.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. My bad. I'm retarded. But they have the animated series, right? Good, because, Spider-Man, from, 91 to something, or, 98 to 2002, whatever it was, that was, my favorite Spider-Man series. Can I see it to see if it's on there?
I'm about to look it up for you, Chief.
All right.
I'm trying to think of the other movies that are coming out.
Wait a minute, back to the Disney Plus. Do you have to have an email and password to get in it?
To have an account? Yeah.
It's usually how you do it.
Can you give the account to other people?
So you can with Netflix, is that what you're
asking? So with Netflix and other streaming services?
Yes.
You can add profiles on here? Yeah.
Can I have it?
No.
What? Why not? Why not?
It's your fault for having AT&T.
Okay. My bad.
It's okay.
AT&T is still not bad.
Wasn't it just called Spider-Man?
Yeah. Let me see the picture, though. Make sure the art's right. to see it.
95.
I need to get closer. Oh, it's just one season. That's not it.
That might... That looked like the logo.
Hey!
Whoa. Copyright.
I don't even know how it played. The remote wasn't phased down and nothing hit it. Motherfucking ghost.
Because you paused it for an hour.
Yeah. That's why. Oh, shit. It's... I just realized that it's on live TV. I'm retarded. I'm just turning this shit off. I thought we were recording.
They even have Phineas and Ferb Mission Marvel.
Look at that shit. That's cool. Yep.
Okay, so every single MCU movie is on there?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to look up the list and I'm just going to watch them all in order.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you want me to look it up real quick and send it to you?
I can look it up later.
I'm doing it anyways.
Disney Plus is fucking awesome now. Did you hear Netflix and Hulu are getting a lot of Nickelodeon shows?
Really?
Yeah, the Victoria, Sam and Kai, like the Fairly Odd Summer, and like a Big Time Rush was put on Hulu. A lot of good ones are on there. Is Austin and Ally on there?
Bro!
Oh, wait.
I love that fucking show.
Johnny, who did we see that was on there earlier? Sweet Life of Zach and Cody?
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody is on there.
Stepbrothers is on there.
Oh, no, we're talking about Disney Plus now. But yes, Stepbrothers is on Netflix. Disney better pay us for this free promotion.
They're not gonna.
I know they won't. But they should.
Oh, here's all the new movies, I think.
No, that's not.
Oh.
That is a supposed leaked list that's probably not going to be real. Some of them may be, some of them might be. I don't know. So, show. Black Panther 2 is supposed to be coming out, too.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
They have Star Wars The Clone Wars on here.
Oh, my God.
Cool. I don't know what that one is. Is that the animated one?
Yeah, it's the animated one that was on Cartoon Network.
On Cartoon Network? How does Disney have that?
They own the rights to Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. They even have a bunch of Lego Star Wars shit on here.
So... Okay, let's go back to OG shit.
Like OG Disney?
OG Disney. The only good Disney there is. Because now Disney sucks.
Fuck, I don't mean to look it up on maps. I'm retarded.
What the fuck?
I accidentally, like, I was trying to get to it and I said search maps instead of search web.
Oh, okay. I thought you just went on maps. I was like,
no.
Yo.
I think Disney's still putting out bangers today. Like Wreck-It Ralph.
Winnie the Pooh.
The
second one.
Winnie the Pooh.
No, I mean, like, shows on Disney Channel.
Y'all remember,
Zoidberg with Jake Paul.
He got fired from Disney.
Funny. Do you remember American Dragon Jake Long?
Oh, God.
My gym partner's a monkey.
The Proud Family. Emperor's New Groove.
Kim Possible. Cartoon Network needs to come out with some shit. Because I want to watch,
Camp Lazlo. Fairly Odd Parents.
And all those.
Camp Lazlo. I think that's on Netflix.
Cat Dog. Y'all remember Cat Dog?
Yeah.
That wasn't Disney. Pretty sure that was Nickelodeon.
That was 100%
Nickelodeon. Yeah, that's Nickelodeon. It says SpongeBob is on there. SpongeBob is definitely not Disney. Those are OG shows, not OG Disney shows.
There's an old Disney Channel. Oh, if that's Disney Channel, does that mean it's Disney?
Okay, look at Drake and Josh. It literally has Nickelodeon.
I know, but like, I'm just confused why it's labeled that, but it has that other stuff on it.
Because you looked it up on Google. Safari.
Y'all remember Brother Bear?
Oh no, I don't know what that is.
Yes, dude.
What? Am I missing something?
Yes.
What is Brother Bear?
Brother Bear is such a good
movie. I don't recognize the name.
The original Hercules?
Can someone tell me what Brother Bear is?
It's a man, they're Eskimos.
It's a hunter.
He's a hunter, and he gets turned into a bear. And then he gets turned into a man again, but then decides to be a bear. pretty much.
It's yeah.
There's a lot more like plot details.
You need to watch the movie.
The gist of it. You just gotta watch it.
Meet the Robinsons.
Okay, can I see what it looks like so I can recognize it at all?
That one.
Oh, I think I know what that is. Okay. See, the description sucked.
Eat my ass.
I don't know about it. Then he turned back to man. Then back to Ben because he don't like Ben.
Second one sucked.
Yeah.
A brother bear.
Yep.
Bambi.
I've already said that.
We did earlier.
My bad.
We had an entire spiel about it.
Bambi, dude. Oh my god.
That's Dumbo.
Sucked. I hate Dumbo.
Mulan.
You've seen Mulan, haven't you? Eddie Murphy's the little dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Mushu or something?
Yeah, Mushu.
There's like a little cricket.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen it, have you?
I don't think I have. You're such a piece of shit.
Oh my god.
Bro,
I don't remember if I watched any of these movies whenever I was a kid.
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
I'd have to look at this shit to be able to know.
Freaking Up.
Who hasn't seen that?
Okay, good.
You're a fucking idiot.
We were all like a little bit older too.
But still, I wasn't whenever we were young.
Most of the shit we're saying came out in the 60s. We were like,
what the fuck?
Most of the shit came out
in
the 90s.
I just had a picture of when it all like came out.
I can't believe you haven't seen some of these.
I don't know if I'd have to watch one to be able to know, but
Peter Pan.
From like hearing the names,
Bambi
nothing
came
comes
out in 1942.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We all saw the remake though. We didn't see the original. Or did we? Did we? Or
okay,
did
so,
you?
I know Lion King came out in the 90s. Yeah, 94.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the 90s movie do?
So, The Jungle Book came out in 67.
Yeah,
Lady
Jungle
the Cramp came out in 55. Peter Pan came out in 55. 53, I mean. Pinocchio came out in 1940. Bambi, 1941.
91.
Oh, Snow White came out in 1937.
Yeah, that's, like, the very first princess.
Mm-hmm. 101 Dalmatians came out in 61, I think?
Okay, so what...
Yeah, 61.
Okay. What do you think is the best thing that is on Disney Plus?
Avengers Endgame? I'm just playing.
This might be...
The best thing?
Yeah, what is, like, the best... One of the best things about it?
Oh, about it?
Yes.
Honestly,
are there ads through the movie?
I haven't watched anything on there yet. Mm. Like old Disney Channel shit and the new series coming out. That's what I'm excited for.
Okay.
Are you excited for anything?
I'm just excited to be able to watch all those movies again.
Okay, so you're excited to get Verizon again? Cool. Or are you just going to pay the $6.99 a month?
I'll probably just pay $6.99 a month.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's it for the episode, unless you have something else.
No, I'm good.
Okay. We good?
Let me think about it.
Okay.
Ethan likes wieners.
That is not correct. Anything else?
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to the Unknown Outsiders podcast.
Wait, you need to tell them to follow us on everything. Didn't you?
I did that in the beginning.
Well, still, do it.
Don't forget
to follow us.
And stay tuned for the YouTube in the next 5 to 10 years.
If YouTube's still around.